Please be advised, the following program, Nazi America the Campaign, is a work of fictional historical speculation. It explores mature themes of political extremism, fascism, and societal conflict. It contains strong language, depictions of violence, and references to hateful ideologies that some listeners may find disturbing. This series does not endorse or glorify any of the extremist views portrayed. Listener discretion is strongly advised. Dark World Conversations presents Nazi America, The Campaign by R.J. Kelsey. Before the violence, before the death and destruction, before the election, there was the campaigns that set everything off.
Episode 1, The Announcement.
Weakness! Our country! They don't belong here!
It didn't start with gas chambers. It started with silence, with complicit nods, with the subtle turning away of eyes. It started with a promise whispered, then shouted to restore what never truly was. To return to a country that never existed, except in the minds of those who longed for control, for a dangerous, exclusionary purity, and ultimately, for blood. The first blows weren't struck with fists, but with words, with dog whistles that grew into air raid sirens. June 10, 2122 became not just a date on a calendar, but a dividing line. The day the whispers became a roar, and the unthinkable began to sound like a plan.
USA!
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 Go over there.
Yes, sir.
Do we have a good shot overlooking the podium?
As long as Daniel is within 10 feet, we should be fine, but the crowd's getting rough. Security's pretty selective.
Fine. I have a feeling afterwards I'm going to have to take 3 showers and burn these clothes.
Maybe 10 showers.
You might be right.
Okay, going live in 3, 2, 1.
This is Gregory Sotkins on special assignment for American News Network. I'm standing outside the imposing Thompson Plaza Center in downtown Dallas, where tens of thousands have gathered. Not hundreds, not thousands, tens of thousands. Waving above the crowd, American flags, but also the stars and bars of the Confederacy, and most disturbingly, crudely fashioned but undeniably clear Nazi banners. This isn't just surreal, folks, it's chilling. The air itself feels electrified with a dangerous energy. This is no ordinary rally. Former actor from the hit show Houston, Daniel Thompson, is poised to make a monumental announcement. The crowd is buzzing with an almost religious fervor. Chants of "Let's go America now," the far-right political group that has gained alarming traction, and even, incredibly, Sanchez is illegal, are echoing through the plaza. The vitriol is palpable. There's a palpable tension in the air. Heavily armed militia members, identifiable by their America Now banners, are forming ranks, creating a human wall separating the most fervent supporters from the outer edges of the plaza. Police are present, certainly, watching, but they are not intervening. Their presence feels more like an endorsement than a peacekeeping effort. Over there, someone just raised a massive banner that reads, "Make America Pure," a slogan that sends shivers down your spine. This feels like something far more sinister than politics. This feels like the prelude to something else entirely.
Oh, sorry, Gregory.
Sarah, what is NCBS doing here? I thought you were covering the climate summit in Geneva.
Daniel said that he's making a major announcement. Where else is the best news team supposed to be? This is the story of the decade, Greg. It's unfolding before our very eyes.
Best news team, Sarah? Don't make me laugh. Everyone knows that the conservative news network is the best. That's why we have the highest ratings, the most loyal viewers.
Could it be because of the fancy special effects and telling these people what they already want to hear? Could it, Sean? No independent thought required, just confirmation bias delivered with a slick graphic package.
Better be careful, Sarah. You wouldn't want these patriotic Americans to know that you were a bleeding heart liberal, would you? Oh, the things that they would do to you out here in this crowd? Better yet, why don't you go in the kitchen and cook something? You might be more useful there.
Why, you arrogant mother...
We are supposed to be professional news people. Well, some of us are.
One of these days, Slotkins, we are going to have it out. Mark my words.
I look forward to it, Sean. I really do. Sarah, you're better than this. Don't let him get to you.
That sexist, misogynistic piece of garbage. Every time I see his fucking face, I just want to slap it right off him and stomp on it. He embodies everything wrong with this country right now.
I understand. Believe me. Half the time, I dream of seeing him on the street begging for loose change. One of these days, hopefully, people will relearn how to do their own research, how to discern truth from sensationalist garbage.
You'd think that the thousands of lawsuits for lying, for inciting violence, for reckless endangerment would have been a wake-up call, wouldn't you? Instead, it seems to make his network and him more popular. It's like we're living in a twisted reality show.
We just have to have faith in the American people, Sarah, that eventually common sense will prevail.
You're a better person than I am, Greg.
No, just more experienced, and maybe a little more numb to the absurdity. So, what do you really think this is about? Just another one of Daniel's publicity stunts?
Maybe it's an apology for the hell he put President Sanchez through. For those years of baseless accusations and harassment.
I wouldn't count on it, Sarah. He thrives on controversy, not contrition.
You think he's really going to run? For president?
Well, Sanchez can't run for a third term. That just leaves Nielsen, possibly Brady, maybe Cortez, and likely London. The field is thin at best, and Thompson knows it.
Well, with all those choices, I hope Richard Brady decides to run. He's the only one who seems to grasp reality.
You and me both, Sarah. You and me both.
In a soundproof suite atop the Thompson Plaza, detached from the very fervor he ignited, the future unveiled itself, not with strategy, but with delusion. Here, ego, fury, and a terrifying sense of destiny converged in one man, Daniel Thompson, actor turned evangelist of hate. His dark odyssey began years ago when he went on national television and brazenly declared William Sanchez an illegitimate president solely because Sanchez was Mexican-American. That single act, a match struck in a tinderbox, gained him a new, rabid following. Among them, America Now, a political group that broke away from the Republican Party in the year 2098, fueled by a singular destructive ideology of nativism and white supremacy. Today, that seed had blossomed into a monstrous, undeniable force.
So, Daniel, I think we hit all the good points. We've got the talking points, the crowd engagement strategies. Now, do you want to go over it again, just once more, before we go out there, fine-tune the delivery?
Please. All I have to say is that America is in danger, that we're losing our identity, and they will come flocking. They're sheep.
Daniel, if you say purity in the first minute again, or foreign invasion, we might alienate some of the more moderate fence sitters. We want to appeal to the broader Republican base, not just America Now.
They want purity. They crave it. They just need someone with the guts to say it out loud, unapologetically. They're tired of watered-down politicians. They want raw truth, even if it burns.
Maybe America Now wants it, but what about the traditional Republicans and the Democrats, not to mention the independents?
The Republicans' power is fleeting in this country, a husk of what it once was. The Democrats are no better, lost in their own woke fantasies. As for the independents, they remember me as Chuck Houston, the person who rescues the hopeless, the man who tells it like it is. America Now is the future, and I'm their messiah. Anyone that gets in the way will be crushed. Utterly, completely crushed.
Good thing this room's soundproof, honey. Otherwise they'd hear how absolutely delusional you sound. It's almost impressive.
My dear Morgan, you've seen the crowd. Are they ready? Have they been whipped into a frenzy? Have they tasted enough of the righteous anger I've been feeding them?
They've been ready for years, Daniel. You gave them permission when you did that stunt with Sanchez. You unleashed them. Now they're starving.
That fucking foreign piece of trash should never have criticized me. Never. Who was he to question Daniel Thompson? The audacity of that illegal piece of shit. Let's see how he likes it when he has to attend my inauguration, and I send him and his family packing back to the shithole country they belong in. A live broadcast of their deportation.
It's not like you didn't say things about him constantly. You attacked his legitimacy from day one.
I don't care. He should take it. He deserved every insult, every accusation. They all deserve it. Hun, it's time. The crowd's getting restless. Morgan, sweet thing, make sure the kids are behind me, right next to the flags, especially the one with the eagle. Make sure they're visible, my wholesome, patriotic family.
Of course. Nothing like exploiting your own children for a press bump, is there? The optics are paramount.
Exactly. Let's give them hell. Let's make history.
The curtain was rising. Outside, they waited not for a politician, but for a prophet of vengeance. Inside, the masks were off, The air crackled with a perverse communion between speaker and audience, a dangerous energy that would soon sweep across the nation, leaving a trail of shattered norms and broken lives in its wake.
I see the elevator doors opening now. Why he insists on making the speech down to the fifth floor instead of on the second floor balcony is beyond me, but it certainly adds to the spectacle. There he is, Daniel Thompson, in his signature black business outfit, flanked by his current wife, Morgan, and his four children from his four ex-wives, a picture of traditional family values for his adoring public. He is waving his hands, calming down the almost frenzied crowd that has gathered to hear him speak. The energy here is absolutely incredible, unlike anything I've ever witnessed.
My fellow Americans, for too long this country has suffered under corrupt, socialist-leaning Marxists who've destroyed our heritage, polluted our culture, and poisoned our children with their twisted ideologies. We've watched our once proud military weaken, defanged by globalists and weak leaders. We've watched men pretend to be women, openly flaunting their perversions, and our children groomed in classrooms, corrupted by liberal filth. And above it all, a Mexican sits in the White House, posing as president.
Hang Sanchez!
A symbol of our national decline. We all know what foreigners do. They flood our neighborhoods. They rape our daughters. They shoot our cops. Every damn one of them gets a pass because they're a protected class. But not anymore. Not under my watch.
Thompson!
I will say what your spineless leaders won't say. I'll say what you whisper at the dinner table, in your homes, in the quiet of your hearts. Nigger, thug, savage, I don't care what they call it, I know what it is.
Thompson!
I'm not afraid of their words. I'm not afraid of being called names, because I call things what they are. And I say no more to the rest of the world, to the globalist agencies, telling us what we can and can't do. We are Americans. We are free. And we are taking our country back. I am running for President of the United States. This is not a campaign. It's a reckoning, a rebirth, a cleansing fire. And if the left surrenders peacefully, good. They can flee to whatever socialist paradise will take them. If not, we will take our country back by force. Together, my fellow patriots, we will make America pure.
Make America pure!
We will reclaim our heritage. We will tell other people that our traditions, our values, our very identity will not be replaced. We will end the lie of alternative history and restore Christian dominion, not through compromise, but through conquest, through the will of the people.
Blood and soil.
Blood and soil.
Blood and soil.
Blood and soil.
Purify the land.
The rally ended like a match dropped in dry grass, short, hot, unforgettable. But the real heat hadn't begun. What started as a speech lit fuses in every corner of the country. The contagion of hate, unleashed from a podium, began its rapid, devastating spread. The nation held its breath, unknowingly standing on the precipice of its own undoing.
Outside, it's absolute chaos. Protesters are clashing with Thompson's supporters and with the militia members who are openly carrying weapons. People are holding signs, "Never again. Mexican socialism dies here. No more hate." Police are pushing them back, but they're clearly overwhelmed. Reporters are ducking behind vans, trying to avoid the fray. Ma'am, what do you think of the speech today?
I'm scared. I'm here with my daughter, and people are chanting to kill the president. They're calling for blood. This isn't America anymore. He stroked the fire. What he said is fascism. It's evil, pure and simple.
What I witnessed today was not a campaign launch. It was a declaration of war. A war on democracy, on decency, on the very fabric of our society. And it was met with... Are you okay, Sam? You look pale.
I'm fine, Greg. Just, that was something else. Never thought I'd hear anything like that in my lifetime.
Sir, what do you think about Daniel's speech? Powerful, wasn't it?
About damn time someone spoke truth. It'll be great to have a real man back in the White House. Someone who puts America first, not these globalists and these illegals.
It didn't take long. The next day after Daniel Thompson spoke, the spark he ignited leapt. From screams to streets, from whispers to outright threats. What he'd lit wasn't just a movement, it was a matchbook. And the country, still reeling from the shock, didn't even know it was already burning. The cracks in the foundation of the Republic began to widen, swallowed by the rising tide of hate.
Mark, we can't ignore this. Thompsonism is spreading like wildfire. Already, within hours, he has a 50% approval rating in national polls. The shock is wearing off, and the support is cementing.
It's not Thompsonism, Sarah. It's fascism. What he said, the tactics he used, the emotional appeals, these are things that past tyrants have said throughout history. The playbook is terrifyingly familiar.
Think 1933 Germany. Create the enemy, stoke the fear, offer the savior, promise a return to an imagined golden age. This isn't new. It's just repackaged, given a new face, a new anthem, and the world ignored the signs then too.
This is Sarah Spencer signing off. Oh, hey, Mark. I forgot to mention, it's customary for the senior news anchor to take the new person out to dinner to, you know, show them the ropes.
Wait. Since when has this been a tradition? I've never heard of it.
Since 10 minutes ago. Don't question tradition, Mark. It's how we keep things civil.
Well, who am I to break long-standing tradition? Lead the way as senior anchor.
At first, the chatter was just noise, a cacophony of outrage and fervent support, until it wasn't. In the polished, insulated confines of a limousine, far from the crowds, strangers were now speaking the same language. A language of pure hatred, of calculated cruelty. The true architect of the chaos reveled in his creation, unburdened by conscience.
They listened. Did you hear them? The ranting, the screaming. They hung on every word, like hungry dogs.
I did, Daniel. I must say, you did a remarkably effective job with that speech. It resonated deeply with a certain segment of the population.
My only issue is that I had to see those riffraff, all that sweat, desperation, the poverty. It's almost sickening.
You mean your followers, Daniel? The people who will vote for you?
Losers, all of them. Simple-minded fools. At least they had to look up to me, to worship me. That's the only thing that makes it tolerable.
Well, now you need to get your campaign going. First of which is getting a campaign manager, someone who can harness that energy, make it productive.
I don't care who it is, as long as she's young and beautiful, especially if she has a nice rack. That's the most important qualification.
Is that all you think about, Daniel? Sex? Power?
No, Constance. I also think about winning, and they are inextricably linked.
And what happens when a woman says no, Daniel? When she resists your charm?
Well, I had a situation like that once, a long time ago. She played coy, but I knew she wanted me. They always do. They just need to be convinced.
So you gave it to her?
Hell yes, I had my way with her. That bitch knew she wanted it, so I gave it to her. Sometimes you just have to use a little force, a little persuasion. But when you're a celebrity, they expect that. They crave it.
You make me sick. You truly make me sick.
I make history, Constance. I'm not going to lose, and everyone in this car will do whatever it takes to ensure that.
That's what I'm afraid of.
History doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. And tonight, we've heard the first verse of a very old, very dangerous song. A song of hate, sung in chorus by thousands, wrapped in a flag, cloaked in promises. This is Gregory Sutkins from the American News Network, signing off with a heavy heart.
And so it begins. A whisper becomes a movement. A movement becomes a campaign. And soon, a campaign becomes a reckoning. The shadows lengthen across a nation that chose to listen to the siren song of division.
So you gave it to her?
Hell yes, I had my way with her. That bitch knew she wanted it, so I gave it to her. Sometimes you just have to use a little force, a little persuasion. But when you're a celebrity, they expect that. They crave it.
Gotcha.
If you've been shaken by what you've heard today, then you're only just beginning to uncover the truth. Explore the full scope of this harrowing saga. Nazi America election will put the nation and democracy on the line, revealing the dark machinations behind the headlines. Conspiracy pulls back the curtain on the blood-soaked truth, exposing the hidden powers that seek to control. And insurrection shows you what happens when the last warning is ignored, when civil unrest explodes into open conflict. Election and Conspiracy are available now wherever you get your fiction, print, ebook, and Insurrection will be coming soon. Experience the full scope of the story while you still can. Visit darkworldconversations.com for more details. This has been a Dark World Conversations production of Nazi America, The Campaign. Season 1, Episode 1. The Announcement. I'm RJ Kelsey, reminding you to ask questions, stay informed,
and above all else, be vigilant. Have a nice day.